would this mean commercial flights back there, or are we talking just the
way? Yes, indeed. Well, everyone seems to agree, even the opponents seem to agree, that Manston actually almost certainly would run at a profit if they just stuck to freight. Because, in fact, it was the most efficient of all the freight carrier airports when they were still open. And they could easily be the same again. And there is a desperate need, not only for flights for passengers down in the southeast, but everyone says, you know, we need, that's why they're trying to build either or double the size of either Heathrow or Gatwick. The irony and the big difference between the two things is that both Heathrow and Gatwick have got thousands of people saying we don't want any bigger airport than we've got here already. It's only at Manston in the area where everyone can see how valuable such an airport would be and how much it would be used, and therefore that it's got a very good chance, as I say, of getting through and having the Department of the Environment realise how valuable it will be.
I mean, the Stonehill plans as well, am I right in thinking it's a housing development,
yes. Well,
isn't it?
Well, they're a separate organisation which have come in and they seem to have, well, Mrs. Globe, may, I don't know whether she invited them in, but they've come in with their own plans to put lots of housing on the site. The trouble with that is, first of all, that Thanet has got lots and lots of empty land which it could use for housing if it needed to. In practice, there are still a lot of developments going on in Thanet, or East Thanet in particular, where housing could be built, and some of it is being built. But the people who are proposing that, you know, in effect, want to stop Thanet being able to run an airfield, because Manston is the perfect site, and was the perfect site, still is. The planes fly off, and within 5 minutes they're over the sea. What a difference from Heathrow or Gatwick, where they go for 50 or 100 miles over England with lots and lots of flights and so on. Manston is probably not going to be anything like as large as that. And also, that for quite a lot of people in East Kent, Manston is only about half an hour's drive from their own home. So the big trouble with Heathrow and Gatwick is always that the M25 is virtually the only road in which you can drive to either Heathrow or Gatwick. And so Manston is very well set up with both the motorway coming straight from the centre of London and a rail. It hasn't yet got a rail link, but it's got railway running very close to it. And it's sort of high-speed rail. And there are plans to have, in fact, a rail terminal closer to Manston, because the Rhines run within about half a mile of the old airfield. So it's got all those advantages as well.